From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, January 15th. An Arizona man has been arrested in connection with the shooting of two kindergarten students at an Oroville school last month. The Butte County Sheriff's Office says 45-year-old Jesse Kitagawa illegally sold a Glock 19 ghost gun used by the shooter at the Feather River Adventist School, 56-year-old Glenn Litton. Litton wounded a 5- and 6-year-old student before turning the gun on himself. Investigators say Kitagawa is a convicted felon who bought the gun from a 77-year-old man in Buckeye, Arizona, in violation of state law given his status. Kitagawa then sold the gun to Litton, who was also a convicted felon, last April at an Arizona motel for $300. Kitagawa was arrested by the Phoenix Police Department for possession of a firearm by a felon and is awaiting his next court date. In other news, residents affected by the Park and Thompson fires now have more time to get debris off their properties, NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
Butte County law says burn scar properties need to have the potentially hazardous materials left behind cleaned up. This can be done through the California Office of Emergency Services or a county-approved contractor. The original deadline to apply for a cleanup program was today. Yesterday, the county's Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to extend it to March 14th. The county's Deputy Administrative Officer, Danielle Newsom, says there are still about 150 eligible properties that aren't enrolled.
There are multiple efforts underway in recovery to reach property owners. Applications and flyers have been posted on property sites. Email and phone call to individual property owners has occurred and is repeating.
If residents choose to go through a county-approved contractor, they'll need to pay out of pocket. There are no out-of-pocket costs with the state program. Christy Olio is Butte County's public information officer for the Park Fire.
Both programs get to the same, end result. It's just really how residents choose to get there.
If the March deadline is missed, it could lead to abatement and possible liens against properties. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And a Chico man died of an overdose while staying at Safe Space Winter Shelter on Sunday. Safe Space's executive director, Hillary Crosby, told NSPR in an email that the man went to the bathroom and was reported absent when he did not return after about 20 minutes. Staff found him unresponsive. She said 911 was called and he was given naloxone, but was unable to be revived. Crosby said that this is a sad time for the organization and their thoughts are with the family and friends of the deceased. Safe Space provides emergency shelter for some of Chico's most vulnerable unhoused residents during the coldest months of the year. Also, animal shelters across the country are at capacity. The City of Chico Animal Shelter is no exception. It's completely full with about 60 animals available to be adopted.
We get more puppies in than I have ever seen in my 13 years in animal welfare, and I think that's because people are unable to afford the spay-neuter or unable to find the appointment in time.
That's Gina Catalo-Cocolezos, the manager of Chico's Animal Services. She says the high costs of owning a pet and little access to veterinarians have led to an increase in animals.
So not only is it expensive, but there's not as many vets and vet staff as there need to be, so it's hard to find appointments to get your cat or dog fixed.
The shelter has programs that have provided some relief. That includes going into the community and scanning strays for microchips and having volunteers who foster pets. And finally, federal money for rural schools in California could be eliminated unless lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives resolve differences over a funding bill. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports.
The Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act has provided consistent financial support to school districts in rural counties for more than 100 years. These are areas that have a low tax base because much of their land is covered by federal lands that aren't taxable and include many in the North State. The act is intended to compensate for that. According to reporting by CalMatters, the reauthorization bill died in December after House Speaker Mike Johnson didn't bring it to a vote during budget negotiations. The bill's sponsors hope to reintroduce the bill and get it passed before the March budget deadline. Rural school districts used the funds for programs, building maintenance, and things like bus service. Last year, Siskiyou County received over $4 million. Trinity County, one of the poorest in the state, received $3.5 million. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
And those were your headlines for Wednesday, January 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.